I know you're gonna dig this.
Listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours sounding like crap, like this station. We sound bad. They say there's something wrong with the power supply buried deep inside the guts of the KFAI studio here, which makes everything sound like, well, like crap. So, it's not my fault. Having said that, the first day of summer is coming up really soon, so I'll be doing lots of summer songs tonight. No good reason, just, well, because I can. If you have something you want to hear, 612-341-0980. Thank you very much. My live theme music there. And it starts with a little obscurity. Well, it's not really an obscurity. It just wasn't a big hit. It came out in 1994 for Francis Dunnery, a name that probably doesn't mean anything to you, but he was the lead guitarist for the group It Bites. British group, no hits here. And this is as close as Francis Dunnery got to a hit here. From 1994, it's American Life in the Summertime. From Francis Dunnery. This is Scrap from the Past on KFAI.
Small town boy, the streets of LA. A daytime waiter in a nighttime band, acting cool, said he was a real man. Couldn't write a song to save his soul, ripped off an old tune, said it was his own. Lo and behold, in another few days, 5-star dinner that the company pays. Johnny got a motor, Johnny got a guitar, Johnny got a room and a woman to pay. Johnny got a big part playing in a video, Johnny on the freeway. And let's go drink till the beer runs dry.
American life in the summertime.
I said, let's go drink till the beer runs dry.
American life in the summertime.
You know the girl you want is such a waste of time.
American life in the summertime.
Yeah. American life in the summertime. American life in the summertime got me. Got a rise at work today. She found a new sound.
Johnny on the freeway.
Virginity blown to minimum age. Busy doing nothing on another man's wages. Blonde hair, a mystic eyes. A bottle of pills and a little on the wild side. Saturday come and Saturday go. Hanging out backstage waiting for the show. Susie got a motor, Susie got a guitar, Susie got a room that the company pays. A company girl and a company slave, Susie on the freeway.
Let's go drink till the beer runs dry. America.
hard to see a nation cloned by someone else's poetry. They got their back snapped by 12-inch pressure of financial bigotry. You know I still got pride in who I wanna be. I don't wanna be like them, I just wanna be me. A record company clone, not me. I'm still singing.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Otherwise, he was just an aspiring break dancer in a Southern California beach community.
On Crap from the Past.
Until the stars fall from the sky. So if you find someone you love a lot, you must never let them go. You just
song doesn't get a whole lot of airplay anymore. 1977, it's I Love You from Donna Summer. Because what could be more summer than Donna Summer? Yeah. It's late June. It's June 21st, I think. Let me check a little calendar. Yeah, June 21st. That means summer solstice is right around the corner. And summer begins really soon, officially. So I'm doing a bunch of summer songs tonight. Not exclusively summer songs, just a couple here and there. What the? Man, the station is freaking out. Let me stop speaking for a second and see exactly what happens. That's really scary. Our engineers know about it and we'll be fixing that tomorrow. But tonight, it's a technological nightmare. So, yesterday and tomorrow, better known as YNT. They weren't huge, but they had a couple of albums in the mid-80s and they were one of them hair metal bands. You know, with the hair, the makeup and stuff. So, Summertime Girls from 1985, it's YNT on Crap... Start kindly. There we go. YNT on Crap from the Past. Bananarama here on Crap from the Past, and the song that introduced most Americans to Bananarama from the summer of 1984. It is Cruel Summer, and we're not sounding so good here on Crap from the Past. Oh, yeah, that's just great. Here, let me try this. Yeah, this makes me sound much better. Stupid equipment. So, KFAI has not been sounding very healthy all evening. I don't know if this was continuing yesterday. Hopefully, it'll be fixed by sometime tomorrow. Or there are going to be a lot of people really mad. So, start. Okay. That's it. Let me get really mad right about now. For a while, it's fun if things don't work well because you get a chance to improvise and you know, it's a break from the routine. But if it keeps up for more than two or three times, you start to get a little mad. And that's where I am right about now. So, summer. Gotta stay focused. Gotta stay concentrated. Gotta enjoy summer, damn it, even if it kills me. So, Blotto. I love these guys. Blotto from 1980. So I wanna be a lifeguard on Crap from the Past.
Selling shoes. Another loser.
Working in a shopping mall.
9 to 5. A slave driver telling me, get on the ball. A crowded store. I kneel before them.
Misery beyond compare.
Sweaty socks. A lady boxer. What she got against fresh air?
Gerber.
Turn that noise down.
On Crap from the Past.
I thought my time and I don't mind a word. baby, just can't wait now. I don't need another high song to say. I don't need a shiny new diamond ring. I don't need to meet nobody else. I just need a little time for myself. 'Cause I'm only human, I'm no machine. I need a little love and all, if you know what I mean. Don't misunderstand me, I'm not getting soft. All I want is a couple days off. Yeah, yeah. Just a couple days. Oh, let me catch my breath.
And it's Huey Lewis in the News, way past their prime, I think, and a couple days off. Not a bad record, not a great record. if it weren't for all the stuff they put out of the early 80s, they would probably be remembered as well as, I don't know, London Beat, who was also popular at the time when that came out. A couple days off. Summer solstice is right around the corner. Today is June 21st, and I forget if the solstice is 22nd, 23rd. Anyway, that first day of summer is right around the corner, and I'm playing a bunch of summer songs tonight. And wouldn't you know, I lucked out, because the weekly feature we have here, the God-Awful Medley of the Week, I found a summer medley. I'm very pleased with myself because I didn't think I'd be able to find one. So, as you know, every week at this time, we do the God-Awful Medley of the Week. It started with the Stars on 45 in 1981, bunch of Beatles impersonators. They strung together a whole bunch of Beatles songs, called it a medley, hit the charts. and inspired more knockoffs than I care to mention. So many, in fact, that I'll be able to do this feature for about a year before I have to repeat some stuff. Blah! Capitol Records was in on the deal. They put out the Beatles movie medley, which I'll be playing in a couple of weeks, most likely. They also put out the Beach Boys medley. So, from late 1981, it's the Beach Boys medley on Crap from the Past. Start, damn it! Ah, this is making me mad. The Beach Boys medley on Crap from the Past.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Ooh, I'm backing up. She's giving me excitation.
Bushy blonde hair, serving USA. Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy took the Tibbet away.
Fun, fun, fun. Daddy took the Tibbet away. Fun, fun, now the daddy took the Tibbet away. Fun, fun, now the daddy took the Tibbet away. Fun, fun, now the daddy took the Tibbet away. Fun, fun, now the daddy took the Tibbet away. Fun, fun,
now the daddy took the Tibbet away. Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
Pretty terrible record, isn't it? It's the German duo Laid Back. You probably know Laid Back from that White Horse song. If you want to ride, don't ride the White Horse. White Horse was the B-side of this atrocity. Blech! This was Sunshine Reggae from 1983. I'd forgotten how bad it was. God. I'm sorry if I offend you because you actually like that song, because it's bad. Laid Back on Crap from the Past. Well... Oh, yeah. Feel the power surge through something here at Crap from the Past. KFAI. Holy crap! Where'd that come from? That's the song I wanted to play. It started as if it had a mind of its own. That's pretty impressive. First Day of Summer is coming up real soon, so I thought I'd play a song from Tony Carey. The guy who did A Fine, Fine Day and sang lead for Planet P had a terrific record from 1983 or 84. Called The First Day of Summer. Here it is on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back. a summer song, isn't it? Hot Summer Night in Sausalito. Sausalito Summer Night from Diesel. A couple of guys from Holland from 1981. So, Holland. Dutch guys singing about some town in California, which I always thought was very interesting. And it certainly qualifies as a summer song. The phones have been extra light tonight. And could it be that there's not enough juice left in this board to run the telephone system? It's possible. We sound like crap, and I must apologize because it's, well, it's not my fault. excuse me. Something you want to hear? Please call in 612-341-0980. I'd like to hear what's going on out in the rest of the world tonight while I watch the lightning and the sparks fly from the KFAI board. Should be an adventure. Now, cup start. Oh, piece of... This must be very entertaining for you, hearing me get really mad at the equipment. Well, I checked my mission statement here at Crap from the Past, and it turns out I'm not playing enough war. So what are you gonna do? I'll play more war. Here's Summer from War on Crap from the Past.
Riding round town with all the windows down. H-track playing all your favorite sounds. The rhythm of the bongos fill the bar. Street musicians trying to get a start. Cause it's time of year.
the socialites. Caviar, honey, champagne nights. Me, I'll take the 9-to-5 stud.
Summer. Oh, yeah, I'm stooping a little bit. Summer. It's first day of summer is coming up, so I played a song by Henry Lee Summer. It's one of his two hits, the other song being Hey Baby, I Wish I Had a Girl from 1988. And after all these years, it's amazing how much he sounds like John Mellencamp. Maybe he did at the time and I just didn't realize it, or maybe it's just the distance of 11 years between then and now. Not sure. Checking the clock here. The clocks still work. It's one of the few things that still work here on KFAI, 1255. So you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'm going to do two more summer songs. And after that, enough with the summer crap. Back to the usual junk. Coming up really soon, also, new stuff ripping off old stuff. And I got one beauty this week. And if you can think of anything else, let me know. 612-341-0980. Oh, I have a beautiful song coming up, courtesy of Chuck and Joel from Cosmic Slop. It's their record, but I get to play it, and it makes me so happy. And I will give credit where credit is due, because it is their record. And you're going to love it. And I got that coming up at about, how about 10 after? 10 after, I'll play that wonderful record that I promised you, and it'll be great. But first, I'm going to try a 45 here. Remember The Boys of Summer from Don Henley? If you look back at all the songs he's ever written, that's probably up at the top. A fantastic record, and one I'm sure you'll hear on those classic rock stations that'd be happy to play it for you. But, what is this? I'm getting struck by lightning and stuff. Am I intact? Let me check all my appendages here. Yeah, I'm still alive, but one would not know it from listening to the radio here. Anyway, when you hear The Boys of Summer on the radio, it's always the same version of the song. The length never varies. There's never anything cut out of it. And I always thought that was a little strange, because when the promotional 45 went out, there were two versions of the song. One is the one that you always hear, but the other one is about a minute shorter. It's always been a curiosity to me that that version did not catch on at all. So what I'm going to play for you here, let me actually read the label over here. It just says edit. 3:54, just edit. And the title, full title is listed as The Boys of Summer. And in parentheses, After the Boys of Summer Have Gone. That's very interesting, because that title never appeared anywhere else, and that's not really the title of the song. So, the edit of Don Henley's Boys of Summer, straight from my 45 on Crap from the Past. Start, damn it. Well, yeah, there it goes. This is wonderful.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Wonderful, isn't it? Let's loot the supermarket again like we did last summer. It's from Mick Farren, and I don't expect anybody in the entire world to know that unless you worked at Stiff Records. What the? That's, I'm getting really mad at the board here because it's starting things all by itself as if it has a mind of its own. You're going to see me go ballistic here on Crap from the Past. What was I? Mick Farren. Mick Farren was signed to Stiff Records, and I don't even think that thing came out here in the States. It was not a hit here, it was not a hit in England, yet it has a catchy title, so I played it. Let's Loot the Supermarket Again, like we did last summer. I think it's from around 77. So, you're listening to my voice deteriorate, you're listening to utter pain and agony, and you're watching me suffer here on Crap from the Past. God, I'm gonna drop the summer thing. We'll do one more summer song, and this is not my first choice because I could not find the Billy Idol Hot in the City like I had originally wanted. Instead, we're gonna stoop. Okay, why don't you start again, you stupid CD player? There we go. Belinda Carlisle and a second string song from 1991. It's Summer Rain on Crap from the Past.
Whispering our goodbyes, waiting for the train. I was dancing with my baby in the summer rain. I can hear him saying, nothing will change. Go dance with me, baby, in the summer rain. I remember the rain on his skin and his kisses harder than the sand and the winds. Whispering our goodbyes, waiting for the train. I was dancing with my baby in the summer rain. I remember laughing. baby in the summer rain. I can hear it singing, ooh, love is strange. Come dance with me, baby, in the summer rain. I remember the rain pouring down, and we poured our hearts out as the train pulled out. I can see my baby waving from the train. It was the last time that I saw him in the summer rain.
On Crap from the Past.
Okay.
Oh, what do you know? I found the Billy Idol song, 1982. It's Hot in the City. The printing was really small, and I just looked right past it. So, I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up for the summer crap. I had a couple more. Here, let me get my little cheat sheet. I had a really boring meeting at work, so I started scribbling things down on a business card. What didn't I play? What the? Excuse me. The crap CD players. If I could smash something and get away with it, I would, but anything I do badly around here would have repercussions. Oh, anyway, I'm not going to get to be able to play Totally Hot from Olivia Newton-John from the Totally Hot album. That's the one that had A Little More Love. Totally Hot was the third single from there. I'm not going to play Gonna Make You Sweat from CNC Music Factory. Sunshine in the Shade from The Fix, because I don't have it. In the Summertime from Mungo Jerry, because I'm sure Chuck and Joel will be playing that sometime soon on Cosmic Slop on Radio K. If you've never listened, by the way, Cosmic Slop is hands down the best 70s show that has ever aired in any city. Sunday afternoons at around 3-ish, something like that, on AM 770 Radio K. Chuck and Joel, love those guys. And I'll be talking a lot more about them in a second here. What am I not playing? I'm not going to be playing I Go Swimming by Peter Gabriel. Hot Pants by James Brown. Endless Summer Nights by Richard Marx, because I don't like Richard Marx. Nothing off Endless... Well, I played some Beach Boys. That's okay. And School's Out, Twisting by the Pool, Vacation, Burning Up, Holiday, yada, yada, yada. Oh, Summer Nights by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Hey, that still has some potential. I don't think I've played any Grease stuff in a long time here. Oops, and Beach Baby by First Class. Not going to play it tonight. Oh, well, it got old. What can I do? So, what's this song that I promised you? Well, I know I've played the Brothers Johnson for you guys before, because I am a big fan of a fine bass-playing Brothers Johnson, produced by Quincy Jones in the late 70s. And had a string of singles, really short string of singles, actually. Strawberry Letter 23, and I'll Be Good to You, and Stomp, Get the Funk Out of My Face, and Ain't We Funkin' Now. That's pretty much it. That's all the songs I know by the Brothers Johnson. But they're all pretty good, and they all have this kind of nice whomping sound to it. But the one that stands out in my mind as being the most distinctive was always Strawberry Letter 23. And it's produced by Quincy Jones. It wasn't the breakthrough hit for him. I think it was their second batch of singles from their second album. And a pretty good size hit here in the States from the summer of 1977. It was written by a guy named S. Otis. I never knew who S. Otis was until I talked to Chuck and Joel, and they straightened me out. Turns out the guy whose name was Shuggy Otis. Shuggy Otis was Johnny Otis's son. Johnny Otis of Hand Jive, Willie and the Hand Jive. Fame? Are you getting all this? So Willie and the Hand Jive, big hit in the 50s. Johnny Otis, Johnny Otis's son, Shuggy Otis, wrote Strawberry Letter 23. Well, he didn't just write it. Turns out he actually recorded it. Neat. So I'd been searching for it for years, and so had Chuck and Joel from Cosmic Slop over on Radio K, and they found it before I did. And they were nice enough to let me borrow the album that it's from, and I have it here before me. And I have since transferred it to CD, so the vinyl is pristine and sealed away and will never be played again. Just so you can get a sense of comparison, I'm going to play you the Brothers Johnson hit. Well, yeah, why not? I'll play them both back to back. So, oh good, it started. It's random acts of violence here on Crap from the Past. July 1977, it's the Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23 on Crap from the Past.
I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin playing near two. All through the morning rain again, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden I see west purple shower bells, orange birds and river cousins dressed in green. Fly on over the sea.
days I sat in for a few.
Always a weird sound to it. Always a little on edge. And it's okay, it sounds great on the air, and when you were listening back in the AM radio days, it sounded terrific, and it still sounds terrific, but there was always something kind of edgy about that song that I never fully grasped. I wasn't sure if it was a disco song like the rest of the Brothers Johnson outputs and the Quincy Jones production, or whether it was a psychedelic song, and that's probably the only example I can think of a psychedelic disco song. And now that I've heard the original version of that, well, it turns out the Brothers Johnson were remaking a Shuggy Otis song, and a Shuggy Otis song from 1971, no less. So, from the album Freedom Flight, which helps explain some of the, there's a reference to Freedom Flight towards the end of the song. I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but something like Groovin' on Freedom Flight. Listen for it. It turns up in the song. I'm going to play you the original here, and it is trippy. From 1971, it's Shuggy Otis, and the original version of Strawberry Letter 23, courtesy of Chuck and Joel from Cosmic Slop on AM 770 Radio K.
Fingers of pie with velvet roses.
It's trippy. It's wonderfully trippy. I'm just gonna let it fade. Isn't that something else? I was totally floored when I heard the original version of Strawberry Letter 23, which you just heard. That's Shuggy Otis. He's the guy who wrote it. He's Johnny Otis's son, and that's him playing all the instruments. And I like it. I like it a lot. And I think the Brothers Johnson's version actually did it justice, because they're, well, slightly better vocalists than Shuggy himself, who really can't carry a tune all that well. A fantastic guitarist, though. Well, thank you, Chuck and Joel, for letting me borrow that. And if you want to hear more fabulous 70s stuff like that, you should tune in to Cosmic Slop Sunday afternoons on AM 770 Radio K, because I love those guys. Now, here, let's see if I turn the mic up real loud, if we can make some feedback sound, shall we? A little disappointing there. I was hoping for something more. So, we're up to a feature, and a weekly feature at that. New stuff ripping off old stuff. Nothing makes me madder than hearing an old sample turn up in a new song, and why should this week be any different? So, on the Bad Boy label, courtesy of Puff Daddy, God, I hate him, here's a little clip of Mace featuring Blackstreet in a song that came out just this past month. Here's Get Ready on Crap From The Past.
See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, keep your hands up. What? Put your hands up. Come on, come on, keep your hands up.
Way back. We back, we back, we back.
Put your hands
we
up.
We back, we back again.
Keep your hands
we
up.
We back, we back, we back, we back, we back.
I remember the days of frame and chest be right. Louis XIII, no more kryptonite. Golem is like Superman and kryptonite. So I pray I don't miss my flight. Switch tonight. Get out the plane, it all looks strange. See a man from Spain holding up my name. Give my things and head down the back plane. And I hit some ice cream, my name. So I look back.
All right, it's enough of that. What a piece of crap. Mace featuring Blackstreet and Get Ready. It's brand new, and if you're sharp, you'd recognize the sample in the background, because naturally it comes from somewhere else, because those guys couldn't write a melody to save their lives. So, the original from 1982, it's A Night to Remember from Shalimar, and you gotta ask yourself, if given the choice, would you rather hear Mace featuring Blackstreet?
It's a night to remember.
What you're hearing right here? Bunch of losers. Or would you rather hear the real deal? The original from 1982. Of course. I'd rather hear Shalimar. I think so too. It's kicking, it's slamming, and it rocks my little world. Here's A Night to Remember from 1982 on Crap From The Past.
And that's one thing I'm proud to say I found in you.
Crap from the Past. Rock.
Kevin Page. No, you've never heard of Kevin Page. That's okay. It was a small hit in 1989, and he got the job because he was a fine-looking boy. Music somewhere between Prince and George Michael at the time. We were all taking bets on who he really wanted to be, and I think the closest was George Michael. So he had Don't Shut Me Out, and then he had a follow-up called Anything I Want, and then he was gone. No more Kevin Page. I'm sure you can find the CD really cheap somewhere, and I can't imagine that it's any good. So, 1:35 in the morning, and you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. If you're up at this hour, that's no good. It's 1:30 in the morning. You should be sleeping. Well, as long as you're up this far, you may as well stay up all night, right? Coming up at 2, Universal Frequencies takes the air, 2 to 5, and after that, the morning shows kick in, and I think you'll like that. So don't go to sleep at all. Just sort of fluff up your pillow at this point and keep listening. Now, You've heard of Chilliwack, yes? You know that song, A Gone, 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 She Been Gone So Long? It's called My Girl. It's from Chilliwack. It was a smallish hit in 1981. The follow-up single is an even smaller-ish hit. A song called I Believe, and that's actually what I'm going to play for you here. So, from Chilliwack, Canada, Chilliwack, I Believe, 1981 on Crap from the Past. Start, please. There we go, on Crap from the Past. Fades to silence as I rush back into the room. I Believe from Chilliwack. I totally forgot what I... Oh, yeah. Oh, a beauty queued up next from 1988. You may or may not remember J.J. Fad. You probably don't remember. So, Supersonic on Crap from the Past.
We're J.J. Fad and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours can never be stopped. See, it's three of us and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. See, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple, baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic motivating rhymes are creating. And everybody knows
knows the JJ fast. Devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile. Cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic is a word when people start to listen. Especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it. But when it comes to our lady, you might even try it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhymes. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have to say. Cause when it comes to JJ Fad, you can get no play. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now he's the freshest DJ from coast to coast. My man can cut and scratch, but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay. Cause when he cuts to the beat, it sounds this way. Hit it! Supersonic. Supersonic. Yeah, it's finally my turn to rock the mic. Because my devastating beats, I know you will like. You see, my beatbox is fresh. It'll blow your mind. And if you don't like my beats, I'll go
big in your behind.
Supersonic. Supersonic. Now you party people know what supersonic means. We didn't try to brag cause JJ Fat is just too clean.
Now baby, don't you know that our rhymes are so bionic? Don't listen too hard, don't be
supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic.
You see, the S is for
super and the U is for unique.
The P is for
perfection and you know that we are freaks.
The E is for
exotic and the R is for raps. So tell those nosy people just to stay the hell back. Supersonic.
Them big everlasting ears.
Supersonic.
They can hear what I say faster than I can say.
Supersonic.
They better chill.
Rock, rock.
It's like
supersonic.
You ran out of words.
Hit it, baby D.
I'm light skinned devil, said I know what they indicated. That's rockers, they'll fake a ticket, man. And you made them R's, rough and R's, cuffing. Everybody say I'm happy. If you try to hang with me, you should find a true seat.
I'm always rocking, never stopping, devastating, rapper lady. When I'm on a microphone, it's either all these imitated figures or different. Everybody say I'm different, there's no other angel lover. Everybody know I'm covered clientele.
It's a pearl, everybody know in jail. To the beast, so you can tell. Everybody know you fail.
I'm a lama, 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 do my lama, see my lama, lama, do my lama, 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 see my lama, lama, do my lama, lama, see my lama, lama, see my lama, do my lama, lama,
yeah.
That was it.
That's it.
Crap from the past.
Yeah.
Jay Giles Band from 1981. And I've been getting a lot of requests. Well, probably, you know, it's actually the same guy requesting Rage in the Cage. And I keep forgetting it week after week. So I decided to, I brought in my centerfold 45. We turned it over. We played the B-side, Rage in the Cage. So I have 11 minutes left. And from here on in, it's pretty much a free-for-all. I figure you've stayed with me this far. I can take you out to the edge and push you off. And if you don't like it, 11 minutes later, the format totally changes. When Glenn and Mandy step up to the mic, they'll be playing some fine indie pop for you this evening. Gotta see if they're gonna play. I actually found some neat indie pop myself, and I have to make sure that they have it before I go asking for it and stuff. So I gotta reach way over. I forgot. I have no idea what I queued up. It's track 6. Are you curious? You want to know what track 6 is? I don't know. Oh, yeah. This is a wonderful obscurity. Hang on. I gotta tell you a little bit more about this. The Cure. You've heard of The Cure, yes? Yes. I hope so, or you shouldn't be listening to this show. Anyway, The Cure released a bunch of singles early on. Stuff like Boys Don't Cry and Jumping Someone Else's Train. The early singles were all kind of samey and pretty good, actually. Nice pop tunes. For no good reason, they decided to record a song under the name Cult Hero. They had a single released, I'm a Cult Hero, and instead of releasing it by The Cure, they released it as the group Cult Hero. Didn't sell all that well, never hit any charts or anything like that, and that was around 1981. The B-side was far better than the A-side. I'm a Cult Hero was a pretty bad track, I must say. The B-side was fascinating. Utterly, utterly fascinating, because I think it's deliberately inept, and it's wonderful. It's called I Dig You, and if you've never heard it, you're in for a treat. So it's The Cure, and a very obscure single from 1981 under the name Cult Hero. Here's I Dig You on Crap from the Past. Oh, you can start now, you stupid machine. Ah, I am going to be so happy when this crap is fixed next week. On KFAI.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
You know, disco dancing has led to a new medical specialty called Discogenics, which deals with back injuries caused by getting down too strenuously.
On Crap from the Past.
I'm sure you know the voice, but you have no idea what that song was. From 1998, it's Howard Jones. Howard Jones is still around and had an album out in 98 on Arc 21 Records. Arc 21 Records also released a Paul Carrack album, so it looks like we're 80 stars go... I don't want to say go to die, that's terrible, but they release relevant music now. Tomorrow Is Now, the second track off the album People, came out in 1998, and that is Howard Jones, the guy who did Things Can Only Get Better, What Is Life, yada yada yada, What's Love, sorry. And so, Mandy's already here, sitting in the studio, and she has no idea what I'm going to ask her. I'm looking over there, and she's genuinely frightened. And I kind of enjoy... Oops, it helps if I turn on your mic!
Is it on? Well, that's okay.
Yeah, is this thing
it
on?
It doesn't have to be on.
It's okay. Let's see. Try it now. Does the bottom buttons work any better for you?
Are they working?
You're getting this unbelievable. Man.
Maybe I'm just not close
enough.
No,
you're fine. I'm actually doing this so Glenn doesn't have to do it later. there have been problems galore. Hey, Glenn, we're just talking on the mic here because...
We're just going on, just for the...
Here, Glenn, step up to the mic here. Let's see if the red microphone works any better now.
Hello?
It's just a little party.
It's like a holiday for static. No, it has nothing to do with the mic stands either.
Right
mic,
I think it's all in my headphones.
Isn't this great here? Let me try the top set of buttons. Does that work any better?
Yes.
It does?
Wait.
One question I have right now. Is this on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
it's just total crap.
You're
I give up.
Crazy.
For the first time, I think, I'm trying to think back over all the years, of like the 12 or 13 years I've been in radio, I've never wanted to throw in the towel once.
So you're telling us just to stick in a really long CD and... not do anything else.
Yeah, forget about trying to cue up your music properly. Forget about trying to trigger the CD players from the board. Forget about running your promos when you want to run them. If you have to cue up a record, forget about it. Nothing is working tonight, and I just give up.
So we are going to just...
But we have blueberries, though.
I saw that.
We have fresh blueberries in the studio.
Which is, I'm sure that's in violation of something, but it couldn't be any worse than smashing the CD players, which is what I'm tempted to do here. So I've gone long, and Glenn and Mandy are in next with Universal Frequencies, and you'll hear them in a much more tightly, rigid, focused presentation.
Now we can't just go and do the intro. We have to, just go right into the music.
Well, keep in mind that nothing is working on the board. It's an electronic nightmare. It's like they struck the station with lightning nothing works. So, Universal Frequencies up next, God willing, and I'm going to try and run some stuff on the computer here. Let's see how this goes. Nice buzz. You're getting this nice buzz off the board. Oh, yeah.
Is it
that's
playing?
Just, no, no.
Well,
started off the keyboard.
All right, here we go. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with something new, totally different next week.
And hopefully it works.
Here, want to do a legal? Come on, Mandy, let's do a legal.
You're listening to KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Fresh Air Radio.
Yeah, piece of crap equipment. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Do you want to fly the airplane? Do you want to wear the big hat and drive the bus? Do you want to operate the heavy machinery? Do you want to have your own radio program for a day? Well, of course you do. From hip-hop to news to rockabilly blues, you can produce your own one-hour radio show on The Wave Project, KFAI's public access program, Sunday evenings from 6 to 7. For more information, call 612-341-3144, extension 876, and leave a message for The Wave Project. That's 612-341-3144, extension 876. You fly the airplane on The Wave Project.
Pop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI.
Universal Frequencies is ambient, trip-hop, drum and bass, indie pop, spoken word, and artist interviews on KFAI every Monday morning from 2 to 5 a.m. That's Universal Frequencies.
You gotta just love that, you know?